रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय तथे नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 29 द काउंसिल ऑफ मारुति. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. The skies were once again clear of clouds and lightnings. Swans resumed their melodious cries. The glorious moonlight set in like a thin coating of fragrant sandal paste. Sugriva was rid of his enemies and recovered his wife, his kingdom, and his former delights. His hopes were realized. His end was gained. Dark care fell away from before his heart. He left to his ministers the kingdom and its concerns, and never troubled himself with them, nor wished to. Days and nights passed over his head like fleeting moments as he abandoned himself to love, women, and the wine cup. Ruma, Tara, and other witching sirens robbed him of the little reason left and meshed him in the silken bonds of a dalliance. Autumn set in when he should fulfill his promise to Rama, but he was utterly unconscious of any such thing. And Maruti writhed in impotent anger and vexation to see it. He was the first and foremost of the devotees of Rama, but he was powerless to serve the Lord of his heart, as he had not the sanction of his master to do so, for his thoughts were ever at the feet of his deity, while his body remained at Kishkindha. He was well conversant with the mysteries of the Purusharthas, or the aims of life, the duties to be observed at all times and places, and the right speech at the right moment. So he defined to himself the work that lay next to his hand, and sought the presence of Sugriva to place before him his duty in sweet words of weighty import, true, beneficial, and consonant to virtue, peace, prosperity, and kingly polity. Boundless was his love and affection to Sugriva, and the king held him next to his heart and placed unlimited confidence in his advice. Your majesty has come back into your own, the kingdom of your forefathers, and your boundless fame. The wealth and power have gathered volume during countless generations. It only remains for you to help your friends achieve their objects and bind them to yourself with strong ties of gratitude. Fame, valor, and dominions increase for him who knows the secret of conducting himself towards his friends and allies as the occasion demands it. Should he fail to do so, he is the victim of misfortune and misery. Boundless is his empire, whose finance, troops, allies, and influence never grow less. You strive to walk in the footsteps of the good and the great kings, and have crowned yourself with noble excellences. Hence, it behooves you to help secure the objects of your friends and allies. Dangers and difficulties shun him who ever sacrifices his interests and comforts to the welfare of his friends. But should he be a little tardy and careless about it, all his efforts go to waste. Rama, your friend, has your word to bring back tidings of his lost wife. It is high time that you set about it. The prince is all eager that you should begin the search, but he is supremely intelligent. He counts upon your help and cooperation. He knows that the time agreed upon between you has passed away, yet he will be the last man to point it out to you. The glory and prosperity of your race are rooted in him. His love towards you never wavers, never flickers. Boundless is his might, and I am proud to say that peerless excellences crown you. He has helped you realize your hopes, and it is your turn now. Let the monkey hosts be ordered to gather. Rest assured that he will not obtrude himself upon your notice until the day is past when you promised to begin the search. And should he do so, you might take it that you are hopelessly late. Your noble heart seeks to extend your protection and assistance even to such as have never rendered you any favor or will. Now, what of this mighty prince who restored to you your lost kingdom, wealth, power, and happiness? You are the absolute lord of countless monkey hosts. You have in you the might, the valor, the will, and the means to serve Rama. Then why delay about it? Albeit his arrows could bring to his feet all created objects, Rama seeks your help. He counted his life as nothing when he accomplished your purpose. He he looks to you for help simply because you promised him to bring tidings of Sita. So let us seek for her through earth, heaven and hell. What has he to fear from devas, gandharvas, yakshas or asuras? The rakshasas are beneath his contempt. He stands not in need of your assistance to achieve his purpose. Yet he has served your interests first when it was past any human power. Hence, I would have you keep your word to him anyhow. Every one of us but awaits your word to range the earth, the heavens, the hells, the waters and the viewless air to come upon Sita. And behind us stand millions and millions of heroic monkeys. What are your orders with them? The words of wise counsel, brave yet respectful, sobered Sugriva very much. He cast his eyes over the work that lay before him and applauded Anjaneya for his timely advice and suggestion. He sent for Neela, his favorite counselor, and said, "Our monkey hosts should gather here, every one of them, from the utmost confines of this earth. Let captains and generals go forth in all speed to convey my orders and lead the troops here. I trust you to inspect them and see that none lags behind. Instant death and terrible awaits him who is not before me within 15 days from hence. Let Angada, Jambavan, Yosef and other generals announce my orders to the army." He felt considerably relieved and withdrew to his harem. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunavde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.